It is hot as balls.
It is
outside.
hotter than Satan's nutsack.
Hotter than that.
I mean, it's like 85.
But for us Pacific Northwesterners,
it's hot.
It's hot.
Where are we recording from, Meg?
The Redneck Yacht Club.
The Redneck.
But this is a Redneck Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Am I getting the lingo correct?
You're getting the lingo correct. Okay. Because we have decided that, well, our family, that whenever we are on my dad's boat, the Redneck, and it's on land, mm-hmm. it is currently land bound, fallen, mm-hmm. whatever, because mm-hmm. he's doing work on it or whatever, that we call it the Redneck Yacht Club when we sit on here and drink.
We are on the side of the road.
We are literally on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. If you're watching us on the YouTubes, my parents' house is right behind us.
Don't look.
You can look, and that's my parents' house. Oh. Good luck. just kidding. But yeah, we decided today, we were like, Bill brought it out of the water, and I was like, Meg, let's do a Redneck Yacht Club. So we called Papa, and we said, Papa, let's do. And he was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But while we were climbing up here, I had two wine glasses in my hand, a bottle of wine. And what did the guy say?
Oh, he goes, is this the party boat? And we're like, yeah. Yes,
it is immediately the party boat. Oh, God damn it.
So, yeah, our children are swimming in the pool with Mr. Boo Boo. And we are going to talk about spooky stuff.
Yeah.
On a boat. Hey, I'm getting a boat.
What is that from?
I know it from Family Guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's from something else.
I don't know.
Look, there's a little thing over here with boaters not tying. My grandparents growing up on Lake Michigan, they had a boat named No Knots, like K-N-O-W.
I love No that. Knots. No Knots. No Knots. That's mm-hmm. really good. All right. Well, this is failing epically. It's going to be a dad joke then. I don't know where it went. God damn it. It was a really good one too. All right. A second.
I have one that my husband told me.
Okay.
Do you want that one?
Yeah, we'll take yours.
We may have said this one before. If a man and a woman want to get married, they need a marriage license. What do two women need if they want to get married?
What?
A liquor license.
Touche. I like it. This one, someone said, well, this wasn't it, but it's like, sure, there's plenty of fish in a sea, but until I catch one, I'm just stuck here holding my rod. Stupid.
That's stupid.
And then someone said, you'll do a better one once you're a masturbator.
Did you hear about the Yardstick Factory?
No.
They announced they aren't going to make them any longer.
Okay, that was a good one. So stupid. So stupid.
So stupid. So hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina, ready to rip some lunatic soup.
Let's go. Already getting tongue twisted. That does not bode well.
We haven't even started the drinking.
I hope not. It's 12:30 p.m.
Well, it's the time to start.
So I was at the good Trader Joe's.
Trader Joseph's, as I like to call him.
I was all sad because I had to drop my dad off at the airport and I didn't want to. And so I'm like, oh, there's a Trader Joe's 5 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
So I went and I saw this. And it is called Grape Abduction Company. And
it's
a rosé.
A product of Slovenia.
Slovenia.
And it is, dry rosé with some...
It says a mixed rosé, which...
Has a bunch of different things in it that I don't know, but...
No idea. But the label is really cool because it's like a very pretty, it almost looks like...
A vineyard.
Like the Tuscan... Oh,
is it
a vineyard?
Yeah, it's a vineyard.
Oh, it looked like the Tuscan... Well, it could be like a Tuscan vineyard. It does. Almost with a UFO.
UFO abducting grapes. Mm-hmm. The grapes are being sucked up into it, which I'm like, smart aliens.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's crack
You're going to have to bear with us. We are out in the wild. We are going to be putting our mics up and down. There are planes flying overhead. It is what it is.
The sound of one.
Could be.
Not on the road.
Oh, it doesn't smell bad.
There's a wine bottle holder right next to me. Look
convenient.
How perfect that is. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Dry.
It is dry. I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it either.
That's really
Reminds
good.
Reminds me more of a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, but a teensy bit sweeter, maybe?
Yeah.
Like a teen... There's more...
something else in it.
Flavor?
More
well,
flavor?
It said it was something percentage. It's... Let's see.
Well, it's the...
70%...
I mean, that's... I don't know how to pronounce that.
20% Pinot Noir.
Etna? Zametna?
And then 10%...
Kronina?
Blaufränkisch?
Yeah.
Fraubürger.
Was that it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That was close enough.
Yes. Oh,
well, either way, I will drink this happily. I'm not mad. It actually is my favorite kind of, like, it
it's
has the dryness that I love. I just not, it doesn't taste like a normal rosé.
It doesn't. but I'm not mad. I would buy that again.
It does taste like and a potential
hangover. And it's like a mega pint bottle.
It is a mega pint bottle. It's fucking huge. It's 1 liter. Isn't it normally 750 mils? Is that,
yeah.
Isn't that 1 liter?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that says?
It's 1 liter. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know enough.
Fantastic. It was wonderful.
Awesome. I am currently sitting here, too, with the worst goddamn headache of my life.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. Mr. Boo Boo is going to hate that I'm telling the story, but I posted it that we did this trend.
He punched you in the face?
No. Did you not see the video?
I did see
the video. Oh, I was going to say. We did this trend where it's like the song that goes, I got my new Bugatti, like, or I showed up in my new Bugatti, like a car, and you're supposed to have like,
and like,
phew. Yeah, someone grabs your feet and pulls you, and it's like typically like a husband and wife or something like that, and the guy grabs the girl first and she flies, and then the girl grabs the guy and obviously can't move him, mm-hmm. which is what happened to us. But I put a helmet on because he was doing it with the kids earlier and they were flying, and I was like, well, and I was like, it'll just look funnier if I have a helmet on. Was more like, I was doing it from
even,
a comedy.
I know you had a helmet on, but I didn't even put that together.
Well, I hit my head so goddamn hard. He pulled so hard.
Were you
I
concussed?
Flew. I kind of, well, he says that I'm not looking at my eyeballs, but if it turns out that I have a brain bleed, I'm not going to lie, I won't be shocked. Just kidding. But my head fucking hurts.
That's not great.
Yeah. It's been hurting since yesterday.
Yeah, you woke up this morning. You're fine.
That's it. I'm not that worried about it.
Oh my gosh.
He feels terrible though. Every time I say I have a headache, he's like, I'm sorry. I was like, no, I told you to pull me as hard as you could. Like I told him to. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just thought you were going to like more ab strength. And I was like, do you know me? Let's be honest. There was zero strength in this
upper
body.
A great video, though.
It was a great video.
It was a great video.
I just, yeah, almost died. Mm. Anyways.
Well, today.
Yes.
We are going to go a little spooky. A little spooky, spooky.
Fuck me up. Especially daytime on a boat where mm-hmm. no ghosties can really get me. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of spooky, I edited the Jersey Devil.
Uh-huh.
And my computer shut off.
I told you.
Like
I told
times.
You. I told you.
And it's not even like a demon one. This one, we deal with some demons.
We do the demons.
Hey, is that our Taco Bell?
Might be our Taco Bell.
We ordered Taco Bell.
I'll let them deliver it. Just make sure they figure out where they're going.
It's our Taco Bell. Hey, our DoorDash is here, y'all.
Should I run out and be like, excuse me, we'll take that up here?
Yeah. No, because then they have to give to go to mom and give it to the kids.
Yeah.
That just means that a child, a parent, or a husband will have to bring us our Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So today we are going to talk about the Smurl family haunting.
The Smurl family.
The Smurl. What kind of a like the
Smurl rhymes
like
with
a,
Earl.
It does rhyme with Earl.
Earl. Oh. Earl had to die.
R.I.P. Earl. Kind of. Maybe not.
Why?
We don't R.I.P. Earl.
No, we don't, R.I.P.
We don't.
He doesn't get to rest in peace.
No, he doesn't get to rest in peace.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. He's a woman beater.
Dirtbag. Content warning, we are going to talk about some topics today that might be a little sensitive. We'll talk about sexual assault and harm of children and animals.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is going bad. So, maybe I do need a taco in my mouth.
You do need a taco in your mouth.
We're fucking hearing about this.
Oh.
Like that Taco Bell. Gross, Megan.
Not gross. Natural.
Oh, natural. Okay.
If you like that.
Yeah, you're right. If it's your thing, that's good for you. I just don't personally want it. Okay. Anyways, moving on.
So we are in West Pittston, Pennsylvania, and it is 1974. There was severe flooding in this part of Pennsylvania, and the Smurl family lost their home. It was completely destroyed. They tried to fix it up, couldn't do it.
Okay.
So they ended up, this is Jack and Janet Smurl is who we're talking about.
Yep.
Jack had parents, Mary and John,
mm-hmm.
and Mary and John also lost their home. So they decided they're going to go in on a duplex together.
Oh, nice.
Mary and John really bought the duplex and then sold half of it to them at a discount to try to help them out.
That was nice of them.
Jack and Janet had two daughters at the time, Dawn and Kim, and they all moved into this duplex. Going to be great.
Sounds like a great time.
It's going to be great. This tells me that Jack and Janet already had money problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about hauntings that we've covered, there's always some sort of financial difficulty. They move into a place that wasn't actually perfect, but they
mm-hmm.
made it work somehow. And then they face financial hardships and can't leave. What could go wrong?
Want to know my opinion on that?
Yes.
Because it's not necessarily, I mean, we know ghosties are everywhere.
Yeah.
So my opinion on that is like a lot of the ghosties, like these ones that are really like kind of evilish, mm-hmm. don't have great intentions, is that when you are not in a good place financially, mm-hmm. it is a lot of stress and a lot of like negativity around life in general. You're very upset for the most part. Like you're not upset, but you just struggle. Like it's, everything's a struggle. So your vibration sits at a lower plane and the lower plane that your vibration sits at welcomes in lower level
diamonds
entities. Yeah.
Entities,
beings, that kind of thing.
You
said
titty.
That's my titties. Now, that's not to say that people with money do not experience stuff.
No.
But I just think that these houses are more in a lot of negative situations. A lot of negativity has been through there.
The energy sprouts.
Yeah, and it brings on different, you know,
stuff.
And also older houses in general are like,
because they're buying an older home
and it's been through how many people.
Yeah. And the house wasn't their dream home, but it's what they could afford at the time.
Yeah.
So they went with it.
Perfect.
The home already had a bit of a reputation. Neighbors said that when the house was empty, they would hear movement and noises from inside as they were walking by in the street. Cops would often respond to the house for screaming and yelling only to find nothing. And neighbors walking by said that they would see floating faces in the window. What that reminded me of
what you're about to say.
Last week we were sitting in Amanda Shaves or Grandma's Cat driveway, and the neighbors had just left. Some of our other friends had just left. And then all of a sudden we saw a face in the window and it freaked us out.
It looked
out.
Like a pure white face. Like it looked straight up like a ghost.
Like it looked like painted.
Yeah, and it was moving very oddly too. It was
bobbing up and down.
It was creepy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just determined.
We called said owner of the house, and it was the very elderly, mentally
dementia.
Possibly some dementia.
The aunt.
Auntie.
Yeah. Who was
very lovely person, has wonderful hats.
Wonderful hats.
But she stayed home that day.
And she was home alone and was moving around the bedroom, and it looked straight up like
it
a ghost.
Looked like she was. So we call our neighbor and we're like, dude.
Yeah, that's Taco Bell. Yeah.
Oh, do you man. Want us?
We can come do it. Hang on.
Pause. We got to go distribute the bell.
We have Taco Bell. We have to have a bite. All right. I'm going to get cozy now.
And we're back.
We may have just slammed a chalupa in and around our mouths as fast as we could with the rosé.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, it was delightful.
Especially during Redneck Yacht Club.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It really was. Like, I feel refreshed, replenished.
I feel like let's fuck it up.
Ready to
Let's hear about go. Some fucked up shit, Meg.
Real quick, my husband just texted.
Yes.
The guardrails destroyed again by the house.
Oh my God.
I think that was like 6 weeks.
6 weeks. And mm-hmm. that was, we were just talking with Amanda. Right? It was Amanda we were talking about. We mm-hmm. always take bets like going to school if it's going to be fucked up again.
I think the longest it's gone without being destroyed is about 2 months.
Damn. Mm-hmm. We have a very windy hill near our house and people just fly around the corner or down it. I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it has to be unsafe driving.
I think it's teenagers mostly, which is why it freaks me out to have kids.
If my children ever ruin that guardrail. They will never hear the end of it.
No, never.
They will never
hear the end of it. Yep, I agree.
All right, so we've gotten like, you know, 3 bullet points in at this point.
Perfect.
And we're at 20 minutes.
Well, we took some food time. It's fine.
You know, I brought the Taco Bell back thinking, okay, we'll do this and eat. I can't read and eat.
No.
At the same time.
Well, especially not when we're holding our mics.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, you could. Not a great idea. What are you doing? Yeah, that's why I brought the mic stands, just in case.
I'm going to put mine up so I can...
Okay.
All right, we good?
We're good.
All right.
Whoa.
The boat's moving, you guys. We're on dry land and the boat is moving.
It does rock a little, and so it is a little unnerving when you're up this high. The boat's pretty big, so it's not like a little... We're not in a dinghy. It's like a two-story boat.
Not in a dinghy.
And so it does whenever you move, the boat moves, and then life moves, and then...
Your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah, we just don't think about it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we? So this rumors. So we talked about how the neighbors would have like there was rumors about the house.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like every town has that house.
Right.
Okay. So every town has that house, and this house was that house in this town. But the Smurls needed a home, and we don't know if they knew about the extent of the stories surrounding the home, but they decided to move in. Some of the rumors were that the previous owners practiced witchcraft and performed dark magic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Never good.
Never good.
Never good. Don't watch out. You know, you watch out for them witches.
You do watch out for them witches.
Yes.
They're up to no good.
Never. No good ever.
Well,
ever.
Sometimes some of them aren't.
Nope.
But terrible.
All the time.
I don't know one that's really that bad.
Well, I sometimes worry about you.
I worry about me too, to be honest.
So they moved in and started settling into their new home. The home needed some fixing, and they decided to put time and effort into the house to make it their home. They began repainting and making repairs. They had to redo flooring and walls and bathrooms, and they had to do a lot of different stuff. They began to hear noises throughout the house, and they could not explain them. A lot of knocking and banging from other sides of the home. Bad odors began to seep through the whole house, regardless of the room. It would start in one spot and go through the entire house.
That's scary.
It's always the rotten stench.
The rotten stench is something.
Why do I feel like we need either pirate hats or wigs?
For what?
Just wear our setting.
Oh, I almost brought the redneck wigs.
I almost did. I thought about it too, but I
feel like a pirate hat, yes, or a captain's hat. Papa actually has a really good pirate wig. Let me see if I can acquire it.
Papa, this is for science. We need to. What?
It's. Okay, hang on. Let me call Papa real fast. Hello. Hey, do you know
The Muffin Man?
Do you know the Muffin Man? But also, do you know where your Captain Jack Sparrow hat is?
In my closet.
Well, if you get bored and wanted to bring it out to us, I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. One day, Mary Smurl, who was the mother-in-law who lived in one side of the duplex, bought a new rug, rolled it out, and noticed a dark stain on it. Brand new rug in the plastic, dark stain.
Dead body.
Could be. Do you remember that whole thing on TikTok about...
Yeah, the rug that was under the thing.
I was invested.
But did you hear there was like... She basically was like, oh, it was nothing. And then people were like, no, they actually found out that it was something. It was like up in the air about what actually happened.
Really?
Yeah, like they said that the police said don't say anything because then it had to turn into like an open criminal investigation. She had like TikTok covered the whole thing.
I mean, that makes sense.
It does, but who knows?
That makes sense that she couldn't say anything. Or that's just the internet being like, no, there was something. Just like with all the Rainier stuff going around.
Oh,
like the mountain is bubbling, which
it's
it does all the time.
But it's not like
but
bubbling.
It's not bubbling. It's just there's earthquakes. There's earthquakes
the
every day here.
With, volcanoes and exploding is that they can detect them now.
Right.
And they have for like years. So like if it's going to
explode,
they're going to let us know to get the fuck out of there. And
I'm not worried.
Because we are somewhat in the blast zone.
Kind of. We'll be fine. It'll be ashy and we'll be
stuck
at home.
Well, no,
for
it'll
a while.
Be not good ashy, like as in we'll have to close up our houses. And,
yeah.
It's not gonna be good.
Should probably get one of those things where you like seal up the windows and vents.
We probably should now that you say that.
It's just on the Amazons.
Yeah. We should probably get one of those.
So maybe okay.
But we aren't in the zone where the mud is gonna come down and kill us.
Thank God. Or the Lahars or anything like that.
Well, the Lahars. Isn't that what the Lahar is? It's
but that's not in the valley. We'll be good.
Yeah, we're fine. That's why I didn't buy in the valley.
Same.
Literally,
I
for
looked
that
up
reason.
The map.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up here, but still.
I didn't. I'm just afraid of... I'm actually not afraid of volcanoes. I thought it was really cool that I was moving here. I wanted to live my best Dante's Peak life.
I mean, I love Dante's Peak. That's a good movie.
Ooh, movie night.
Yeah, I'd be down for that one.
Movie night.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's solid one.
Hell yeah. That is a good movie. Remember last year we watched Twister and cried?
Oh my God, it was so good though.
And both of our kids are like, why are you crying?
I'm like, we can't cry. Dorothy flew.
Okay, I keep losing my space.
I know.
So she had this rug, rolled it out, brand new rug, and there was a big stain on it. They were frustrated, but whatever. I guess they couldn't return the rug, so they decided to clean it. And they scrubbed it clean, and it was fine. And then the next day, the stain was back. And this happened multiple times where they would clean it, and the stain would come back.
I don't like that.
Small things would happen, like tools would go missing and then reappear after they weren't needed anymore. And this caused a lot of frustration because this was a fixer-upper home. And so they had to do a lot of redos, a lot of repairs.
They needed the tools.
They needed the tools, and this just caused delays. And you know, when you are doing a project and you can't find the tool that you need...
Uh-huh. The frustration
is insane, like, because it might be a simple task, but you have to have this tool.
And then the amount of time that you take looking for the tool wastes so much of your goddamn time, and then you can't do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll send you into a tizzy.
I cuss a lot.
So do I. Get mad at everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the situation.
I'll usually get mad at my husband, even though I don't think he hit it, but I also feel like he did.
He did it on purpose,
too. He probably does.
He did it on purpose just to
make
you mad.
Every single time.
That's exactly what it was.
And then sometimes I have to say sorry. Not very good.
Probably
at it.
Often.
No, I don't often, know about that. Not sorry. As not. I don't
maybe.
Know. Maybe sometimes.
You should.
I do. Eventually. Sorry, I was a bitch. What's new?
They redid their entire bathroom. Brand new appliances. Brand new piping. Everything. Jack was like he could do piping. He could do that type of work.
Yep.
So it was very frustrating when pipes would burst automatically burst.
Out of
when
nowhere.
He knew he did it correctly.
Ooh, so that would really piss you off.
Right. So this brand new bathroom, it was done beautifully. They absolutely loved it. The day after it was completed, Jack and Janet went into the bathroom to kind of look at their work and, you know, just be like, oh, it's so pretty. And the brand new tub and sink had been scratched up beyond repair with large chunks of porcelain ripped out
no,
of them.
No, fuck no.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
That's where that takes, that's a too far.
That's too far?
Okay. Continue.
Should we just stop here?
Yeah, we probably should.
You want to just stop here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're going to regret actually not stopping me.
Okay, we'll keep going.
One day, Janet went to put the laundry into the washing machine, which was down in the basement. She was doing this and putting, you know, doing the whole laundry thing into the washing machine, moving things over, and she thought she heard somebody call out her name. She paused and the washing machine started. So then she thought, you know, it was probably just the machine. I'm hearing things, whatever. She went back to the main part of the basement as she was trying to go upstairs and she heard someone call her name again. This time it was unmistakable. So she turned around, looked around the room, nothing. She went back towards the stairs and heard a voice calling her name a third time.
No,
this time it sounded almost mocking, and it was a young woman's voice calling her and giggling.
I don't like that.
Janet. Janet.
No.
Yes.
Don't like
you
it.
Know my dad kept calling you Rainer? And I what are you doing?
But does he know that that's not my name, or does he think my name is Rainer?
No, that's just how he says things. He can't remember things, and well, so Rainer.
Yeah, but also that's what everyone in Australia calls me. Do you remember that?
Because yeah, I
of
do.
How text pronounces
it's
it.
It's just so strange.
I know, I'm used to being called Rainer.
It's like
I
when
hate
he says
it.
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. And
I'd
he
take
says
Florida
he doesn't
over Rainer.
Say it, but he said it. I'm like, yeah. Rainer. I think he's getting confused with Rainier.
Yeah. That's
Mount
probably,
Rainier.
No, that's exactly it. Because actually, Raina, that has
Rainier.
Happened to me my whole life.
Yeah.
My,
were you named after the mountain? I'm so kidding. I'm so joking because I know you are.
I was not. But what's funny is one of my best guy friends growing up, his parents were deaf. Obviously does not actually have anything to do with the story. And he had a dog named Rainier. And whenever I'd go hang out at his house, he would like yell at the dog, but like then make it sound like he was yelling my name. So I never knew, like just to fuck with me. And so I was always like, Rainer. Rain, and I was like, shut the fuck up. Who are you talking to me or the fucking dog?
The dog, probably.
Probably the dog.
Hopefully.
He just liked to torment me.
So at this point, she ran towards the basement stairs, turned around and called out, what do you want? There was no response.
Ugh.
And then she started going up the stairs and the voice called out to her one more time in a mocking way, teasing her.
No.
It was just taunting her.
It just, yeah. It liked her getting her upset.
It and we're gonna see that trend a lot through this story.
That's very negative entities.
Are they? There's no way to know.
I think if they are feeding off of your anger, yeah.
Later in 1974, Jack was alone in the living room watching TV when his TV suddenly burst into flames.
Okay, the fuck?
Brand new appliances that weren't even plugged in yet would burst into flames.
That's no thank you. I look really good with my fishing
I
hat
like
on,
your
by the way,
hats.
Guys. I have a fishing hat on over
I
my
really like
headphones.
It.
I feel like I look like I belong on the redneck.
I think you do. It looks cooling.
It is ish.
One day, Jack's car suddenly burst into flames. So it wasn't
the
just
fuck?
The house. So you could say it's an old house. There could be electrical issues. Maybe they were mistaken that the appliances weren't plugged in. There are always ways to explain something away.
Yeah.
But then the car bursts into flames. That is some real shitty luck.
But to have that many things blow into flames, like that many.
My oven did burst into flames once on the inside.
I was going to say, what'd you cook inside?
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure there was oil involved.
Mm.
And I went to open it. My husband was like, no! And I'm like, oh, right. You
oxygen.
Shouldn't do
yeah.
that.
Just like the time I threw water on an oil fire in my parents' kitchen and the ceiling is still painted black marks.
Oh, you mean still scorched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my own artwork. I did a mural on there.
See, we know
ceiling.
These things.
Uh-huh.
But still.
No, but this was before I knew this. I was in high school when this happened. I had
no
idea.
I knew not to open the oven, but that was my first instinct. luckily I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I just turned the oven off and it squelched it.
Well, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With this, I was a new chef. I didn't know what I was doing.
New chef.
I had no idea.
Yeah. No water on oil.
Thank God it didn't go worse. It could have gone
worse. It could have gone on you.
It was pretty bad. Anyways.
I need to see this relic in the kitchen.
Okay. Continue.
Their daughter, Dawn, started becoming too scared to sleep in her room and would come into theirs in the middle of the night. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
For a young child. We've both experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
At first, they just thought this was a normal kid being a kid, but then Jack asked her what's going on in her room that she didn't want to be in there. She told him that there were people floating around the room.
Oh, fuck no. Mm-hmm. Not just, like, a person. People.
People.
Multiple.
People. I just think of, like, the faces, like...
Yeah. No. But could you imagine?
No, and being a little kid, like...
No.
Although I will say, when I was very young, Edward Scissorhands lived in my closet. I can still picture him sitting there with his little, with his fingers, the scissor fingers.
I don't like that.
I mean, I probably watched the movie too many times and I dreamt it.
Right. Or it was
but
something that presented
it
itself that way to
you. Clear as day.
Yeah, I don't like that. I was just like this medium I follow on TikTok who I actually really love and respect. And like, she's been saying some like unhinged medium facts stuff like lately and saying all kinds of insane stuff. And one of the things she said was like, when I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I still sprint from my bed to the bathroom as fast as I can because without a doubt there is a ghost standing
there's
in the corner
a ghost standing there.
And I was just like, God damn it, woman, I don't need to know that.
I used to do that all the time. I actually when you were in Europe, I had our friend Nikki over.
Yep.
And I asked her, I'm like, why do I not care?
Yeah.
Like, if there's a spirit in my room, just let me go to sleep. I don't care.
Yeah.
And she was actually really cool. She like channeled in.
Yeah.
And she told me some things. I'll tell you later. But
oh.
She told me some things about like why it just, it's not that it doesn't affect me. I'm just so far past
that. Good for you.
I just don't care. Leave my kids alone.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll get angry. I'm not going to get scared, but I will get angry.
See, and I think I, for the most part, like, I will acknowledge something in my house or like when it does shit. It doesn't make me want to run and hide anymore, but it does like... You know, I guess, I don't know, if it's dark downstairs and I'm by myself, I still get freaked out, but I'm not necessarily just freaked out about ghosts. What if there's a zombie? What if there's...
Right, a zombie.
What if there's a... anything?
6 foot Australian?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What if there... Well, I always... What if there's an actual murderer?
Well, you had that there's one also... instance happen. Oh, no! The boat! It's a Kraken!
Uh-oh.
The boat is,
where is
moving.
It? Is there an earthquake or there? It's either an earthquake or an Australian.
It's an earthquake from down under.
Where is he? All right, we'll continue until he. Oh, fucker!
He's moving the boat. Ew! I gotta get off the boat.
No rocking the boat.
No rocking the boat.
Oh, we're not rocking
with
him
you,
on there.
With you, it's fine. But me, I'm leaving.
Get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay. He's half naked.
Why is it still moving?
Because he just got on. So. Thanks, love
Thank you.
You. Is that it? You were just coming to say hi?
No, I was trying to scare you.
Well, you did scare me. I just fucking felt the boat start to move, and then Meg was like, it's an Australian. Wait, can you get Papa's...
wig.
Captain Jack Sparrow hat.
What?
Papa's Captain Jack Sparrow hat.
Where is it?
Ask him, please. Love you.
Toilets began flushing on their own. Footsteps of people running around upstairs when there was no one there were heard often. Radios and TVs would turn off or on their own, and banging was heard from inside the walls.
Mm-mm.
Come 1977, Janet gave birth to twins, Karen and Shannon. So now there were four kids living in the house. So six people on one side and then the grandma and grandpa on the other.
Okay.
Which, if you get along with your in-laws,
that's
which,
great.
I mean... We both do.
Yeah,
like, that would be kind of...
Built-in babysitter. Here he is.
Where's the boat? Perfect. It's me.
Thanks, babe.
All right, here we go.
That'll do.
All right.
Meg now looks like Captain Jack Sparrow. No, I can hear you.
Okay. So she gave birth to twins. So now there were four kids living in the house. Even with them knowing something was happening, they were somewhat content with their move in the new area.
Okay.
Because they, what choice did they have?
No, they don't.
They
yeah,
don't
they're
have
stuck
a choice.
There. Yeah.
Even, one morning after the twins were born, Jack and Janet were woken up early by creaking sounds throughout the house. They followed the sounds down to the front door and they opened it to see that their lawn chairs were rocking back and forth, even though there was no wind.
Huh.
The Smurls began to accept that after, I mean, they were living in this house years at this point. that they were living with spirits in their home. They couldn't move, so they decided to accept and embrace, even joking that they shared their house with ghosts.
Yep.
To others, they would explain away instances as just being an old house.
Okay.
What are you going to do, honestly?
What are you going to do? Not a lot.
If you can't move, you can't move. Jack got a promotion, and the kids were doing well in school, so things were okay for
Good.
A time being.
Okay.
And then they changed real fast.
Oh, dear.
Real fast.
Oh, dear.
Jack's mother suffered a heart attack, and Jack, despite his promotion, was struggling to make ends meet. Like we talked in the beginning, uh-huh. there was struggles, and yep. struggles breed negativity, which, you know,
it just makes
all
things
of that.
Can amp things up too.
Mm-hmm. Mary and Jane both claimed that each other were playing tricks on them. So Mary was playing tricks on Jane. Jane was playing tricks on Mary because they would hear the other's voices taunting them.
Oh, God.
Janet would hear her mother-in-law calling her name, and Mary would hear Janet shouting and arguing with her son in the other room. Neither of these voices were from Janet or Mary. So now that seems like the spirit are trying to turn them
against each
against
other.
Against
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, trying to really start some shit. Oh.
One day, Jack's parents were in the side of the duplex and heard Jack screaming at Janet, and to the point where John, Jack's dad, had enough and stormed over to tell his son to stop. That's how bad it got. He opened the door and walked in to find Jack, Janet, and the children sitting there watching TV quietly. No fighting.
Oh, God.
But for a father to get that mad at his son.
Yeah, to be like, what
to
the
step
fuck's
in,
wrong with you? Yeah.
Because I think it would take a lot for either of our fathers to step in.
1,000%.
To be honest.
1,000%.
Like, they would just be like, they'll figure this out.
No,
blah,
that's
blah,
exactly.
Blah.
No, 1,000%.
So for them to be like, nope, I'm putting an end to this would take
especially,
a lot.
But you have to think this is even not even, it's not her father, it's his.
Yeah.
Yeah, which then even more.
For
like,
him to
my
step
father-in-law
in.
Would never, I don't feel like he would ever step
no,
in.
No, neither like, would mine, unless it was so bad.
Right, unless it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd have to be pretty fucking bad.
It would have to be really bad. Like, to a point where I've never experienced that type of bad.
Well, same, yeah. Right? Like, I can't even fathom what would, like...
I think we're
like...
pretty lucky in that, honestly.
We are.
You
but
know?
It also is, like... Yeah, I mean, it would have to be bad if someone's, like, that fed up.
Yeah.
That they're like, uh-uh, mm-hmm. you're done. Mm-hmm. What are you saying to somebody that...
Right. In 1983 rolled around, and something new started. A rotten smell would start in one part of the house and move throughout until it filled the entire house. Now, they had dealt with smells before, but this time it was... bad to where they couldn't even be in the room.
Yikes.
It drove the family nuts trying to find the source of the smell, which they never did. The family would see black masses floating throughout the house, forming in front of them and floating away. Things took a more serious turn, Janet claiming to be visited by an evil spirit that molested her in her sleep.
Yikes.
One night, Jack was laying in bed with Janet, and he heard a young woman whispering in the room. When he turned over to see if it was his wife, he watched a shadowy figure run up her leg, and it seemed to be hurting her. But she was in such a deep sleep, she didn't realize.
Okay, that's scary.
Yeah. Things only got worse, and the mood of the entire house seemed to darken from then on. One day, Janet was alone in the kitchen when she was hit with a blast of cold air. She thought it was like February, it was cold out in Pennsylvania, so she thought that she just left a window open.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned around towards the other side of the room to see if she had indeed left the window open, and she saw in broad daylight a human-like shadowy shape looking back at her. She described it as a wispy shadow or smoke without facial features, but it was definitely the shape of a person.
Huh.
The shape began to move towards her, and she was able to describe it as almost it had a billowing cape in the back.
Weird.
Isn't that strange? Like, not, like, I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where it's got, like a flowy dress or something like that.
No, I don't know. That would terrify me, though.
Janet was frozen in fear and couldn't move. The shape continued to move towards her until it was right up on her, again, starting to press against her. As soon as she thought she was going to be crushed by it, it moved through her and into the living room.
No fucking way.
Janet turned around to follow it, but by the time she got to the living room, it was gone. Janet was justifiably shaken, and so she ran out of her duplex and into her mother-in-law's. When she got there, Mary was sitting in the living room chair, and she was barely acknowledging Janet coming in. Now, Janet didn't think this was odd at the time because Mary had just suffered some health issues, so she was recovering, whatever. Janet came to her, she just needed comfort at this time.
Yep.
And as soon as she started to tell Mary about what happened, Mary interrupted her and started to tell her that she is worried she's losing her mind because Mary told Janet that just before she had come running in, Mary saw a black, smoky shadow walk through their shared wall and into the hallway before disappearing.
Jesus. So they're both seeing the same thing.
They're both seeing the same thing.
And that's even worse because it means it's real.
Right?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, we talk about this a lot. Like, when someone else sees what you've seen, it means you're like, all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm not really crazy.
Not crazy. So we're talking about the haunted house that we're staring at right now, guys.
Yeah.
There's a big history to this house. Now Raina's parents own it, but...
it's the house across the street from my parents, and it was owned by a man. We knew him since
too hot for
I was little, but he was turned into a hoarder, and then he died in the house, which is really sad. But, like, you can just tell there's some shit going down in there. Like Meg said, something that was probably tormenting him.
Yeah, so we're looking at that as we record, and I'm itching to go into that house because I want to feel it. I want
to
see what's in there.
Papa to probably let you at least look in the back door if you want.
I'll look in the back door. I think I'd have to prepare myself to actually go into it.
No way, we need to mentally fully prepare.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, your mom is puttering around her garden right now, and it's the most... I just freaking love it so much.
Hi, Jamie!
And her shirt says something about wine and cheese, and I'm here for
it.
It's
a grilled cheese with Gamify. A sorority hat, or sorority shirt for
oh,
my sister's sorority, yeah.
I just saw cheese. That's
you're
all
like,
I need is
you're
cheese.
Like cheese and wine.
Cheese, I like wine. Cheese and wine.
Me too.
What's that game we're going to play? Edward 40 Hands, but I don't want that. I want one hand strapped with a wine bottle
But it was called, like, Fancy Hands.
Fancy Hands.
And
I'll do Fancy Hands.
A wine bottle on one side
and
a block of cheese on the other.
Do I get to pick the block of cheese?
Yeah, and the wine.
Because you can't have something like a blue cheese. You can't have something like that because it's fantastic, but only in little bits. It'd have to be, even Gouda, like a smoky Gouda might be too much.
I'd have to go something like, I feel like I'd go like a... Camembert
or that really good garlicky curd from
Trader
Joe's.
You'd have to
but if you could get it in block form,
or you could put it in a cup and you just like down it.
There
like,
you go.
I'd go through that so fast.
I like that. Or if we're going that route, let's do like Borson.
Yeah,
cheese.
That's my favorite. But then
like on a popsicle stick, and then you just eat it.
When are we doing that? I want to do that ASAP.
ASAP. Maybe for spooky season, we'll have a...
I don't know. I feel like it needs to be a summer thing.
I'll have
I would love to do like a bottle of... Well, I no, it needs to be red because for me, at least if it gets warm in your hands, it's
that's
more
true.
Drinkable.
That's true.
Where...
I can do... I'm very sensitive to red wine.
Yeah.
It makes me like stuffy and
yeah.
stuff. But what is the one I can do? Pinot Noir?
Yeah. But I feel like if we did it during the summer, we could put the rosé in the freezer, start it off where it's like almost a frosé with like an oven mitt around there, like a koozie-ish kind of thing to keep it cool.
And then go to town.
And then go to town.
Could do
that's
that.
Fair.
It's just like the other
that.
Night we did limoncello spritz.
Yeah.
How many limoncello spritz did we end up having?
Enough to where there was two bottles gone. I don't count. That's offensive.
You don't count, but there was two bottles gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flash.
Okay, this then, grape abduction is 10 out of 10, you guys.
No, it's really good.
Run to Trader Joe's. In fact, I think I'm going to stop at Trader Joe's on the way home.
I know, it's right there.
It's right up the road.
I was thinking about that too.
And then...
except for we have the dog. Anyways, all right.
All right. Continue on. One night, Janet was fixing her daughter's dress in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the little one, one of the twins, was on the dining room, in Eden kitchen table.
Okay.
And she was coloring. Without warning, without anything, the light fixture burst and fell, cutting the child.
Oh.
And then it damaged part of the, like, it was with such force that a piece flew off and damaged part of the refrigerator.
Jesus.
So it hurt a kid, and it was with such force that it damaged another appliance.
God.
And they said that it was fine. It's not like it was old. It's not like it was...
Well, and how many things have they had now combust? Like,
right.
Literally, spontaneously combust.
That happened to me. I remember we had this big room over our garage, and there was a hanging chandelier in the center of it, and we had a table under it, and I was doing something right under the chandelier, and I was probably 8, 10.
Yeah.
I specifically heard a voice say, move.
And
the second I moved, it came crashing down.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. I will never forget that.
No, thank you.
Because it would have at least knocked me out.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have walked away.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't have walked away because it was one of those big, 90s chandelier things.
I know those. Yeah.
It would have hurt me. But I specifically remember hearing a voice say, move. Very, very
assertively.
Assertively.
There
she is.
There she blows.
There she is. There she blows.
There she blows.
That is... What's the word I'm looking for?
No shirt.
Right for the circumstance?
Yeah, accurate.
Appropriate.
Appropriate.
There's the word.
Appropriate.
There she is.
Wow, words are really hard right now right. for some reason. For both of us.
I'm going to put that down. Janet claimed that an invisible force picked her up 6 feet into the air and tossed her across the room.
Oh, no.
Jack was alone in the house one afternoon and decided to go upstairs to take a nap. He had been dozing off and on and woke up feeling like something was wrong. It was then that he realized he was floating 2 feet off of the mattress. As soon as he realized this, he fell back down to the bed.
No.
Now we're in 1985, and things are starting to get worse. They moved in 1974.
Holy shit.
So they've been dealing with all these little instances.
For 11 years?
For 11 years.
And they're still there.
And they're still there.
Damn.
So the twins are even older at this point. One evening, Jack and Janet said that they were having an intimate moment, and right after, she was pulled violently down into the covers by something they couldn't see. Jack grabbed her, trying to pull her back up, and whatever force was pulling Janet gave up, and she was pulled back up. I don't know why they were specifically saying that they were having an intimate moment, but yeah. That does come into play later on.
Okay.
At first, I'm like, why give that detail?
Right, irrelevant.
Right, you're just in bed, and something was pulling you down.
But also, it's irrelevant, but also it is, at the same time, like, it means you're in the middle of, you're fully awake and alert and there.
And
like,
vulnerable.
And vulnerable. Very yeah. vulnerable.
Yeah.
To be yanked by something mm-hmm. in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So she came back up. They were trying to recover. And whatever it was, they felt leave the room and began hearing banging on the walls and a rotten smell filling the room.
Okay.
So it left and it made sure that they knew that it was upset.
And one of the things, guys, that if you don't know a lot about, like demons or things, they do say that they bring a foul smell sometimes. That is, mm-hmm. that can be a, like...
And I wonder if that's just them making themselves known. And
yeah.
that's one element that they can have control over.
I know. But it is weird, too, because, like, it's tend to be described as, like, a sulfury kind of smell.
Yeah, usually, like, rotten eggs or something
yeah,
like
but
that.
That's
something
also
rotten
like
or rancid.
Rancid, yeah, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I skip that part because I want to go into that later. Neighbors reported hearing screams coming from the house when they thought nobody was there. So even if they were out and about, they'd still hear things in the house. The Smurls did not know what to do. They couldn't move. They put so much money into that house that they couldn't afford to go anywhere else. They contacted the local Catholic church, who sent in priests to bless the house, which kind of worked for a little bit, but then things would just come back. And it was said that they would come back worse than before.
Okay.
Things continued. The children would wake up at night hearing what they called fluttering in the darkness of their rooms, like a bird that had gotten loose in there. One evening, when everyone was asleep, Jack and Janet woke up to a giant crash. They ran out and found one of their daughters lying at the bottom of the stairs. She had no idea how she had gotten there, but it was apparent that she either tripped or was thrown down the stairs.
Jesus.
Another night, Janet woke up, and it looked like smoke was billowing into the house from the window. She tried to wake Jack up, and he wouldn't wake up. She said that it was a regular thing. Whenever the entity wanted to appear to only one of them, it was able to keep the other one in a deep sleep, almost coma-like state.
Oh my God.
To have that kind of control, that's where it's like...
That's
kind
of scary.
That's kind of scary.
That's terrifying. Also, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, is there any movies based off of this thing?
We're going to get into that.
Are we? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm sitting... I'm like, there has to be something.
I mean, there's a reason why I picked haunted. This story
okay, I figured...
right now.
What else is going on in the world? I can't use my brain at the moment.
So many things. Demons everywhere. Actually, I had this, so one of my really good friends that I grew up with, my dad was here last week, so my friend Jeff, who I went to high school with, my dad knows very well, they came over, and we were having dinner, and we were having this discussion about, like, because I'm a huge fan of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And I would love to live in Middle Earth. And I really would. One of the things he's like, oh, but there's all this and there's that and you'd have to fight this off. And I'm like, at least I could clearly see what the evil is.
True. And I mean, that's true.
Like, Jeff was like, wow, that's deep. But it's true.
It's
you can
true.
See the monster.
I mean, I guess that was like a similar lady on TikTok posted a thing being like, why couldn't I be born into like the world of Akatar or whatever, or something like that. It was like the world of Fae, like,
right.
you know, versus like where I am now. And in my head, I'm like, the fuck? No, they have the terrifying things and they all like...
But you can see it.
But you can see it. That's something I didn't even give
right now,
thought to.
There's so much evil in the world, but it's hard to figure out what it is
mm-hmm.
because it looks just like everyone else.
With orange paint.
What are you for Halloween? I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
What are you for Halloween?
That was the Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was about to say something inappropriate, though.
A douchebag? A douche canoe?
No.
No.
Never
Giant
mind.
Orange man?
Yeah, I was saying that, but I was going to say it, but the way it was going to come out might be bad.
A little offensive?
Yeah.
Can't have it recorded type situation?
Yeah.
Oh. We're good. It's fine, you guys. Mary and John also were having instances on their side of the complex. Mary stated that one night her husband John was away, and as she was trying to sleep, her entire mattress was lifted up in the room and came crashing down, which caused her to injure her leg.
Yikes.
Janet went to the library to try to find anything she could about hauntings or the occult. They had tried to reach out to the Catholic Church. They weren't helping her, so she's like, I'm going to try to figure this out, which we would both do.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I wouldn't reach out to a church. I would just be like, all right, roll my sleeves up. I've got this. I would call Nikki. I would call Cass Huff.
No,
I would
but also Cass Huff is a
exorcist.
Yeah, she's the only one in Washington State or something. Mm-hmm.
She's the only female one in Washington State. Yeah. I'm sure there are others, but.
Yeah, I meant female when I said it, but I don't know. I'd call everybody. I would start with the witches. I would start with the witches the mediums that I know well.
Yeah. 100%.
Start with the witches.
I trust them more than anything.
So do I.
To be honest.
But also, like, this, I just feel like this just shows that this lady's actually experiencing something because she's, like.
Trying to figure it out.
Going to the library, looking shit up, like, she's like, what the fuck am I dealing with? Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
And they didn't have the interwebs at this point.
They did not have the interwebs in the 80s.
They had some friends who were priests and had them come and bless the house on multiple occasions. This would calm activity for a bit, but then again, it would come back stronger than before. Janet was introduced to a professor who was interested in the stories of the home. The professor was purely interested in the events and told Janet that he couldn't do anything to help, but he knew someone who could and handed her a phone number. Janet went back and forth, but eventually called the number. And that's where we're going to stop for this week.
Leaving me on a cliffhanger of the number?
Yep.
That's fucking offensive.
I mean, let's take a wild guess at the number they're calling.
911?
Nope. Etta. My least favorite people in the whole wide world. Well, but we're going to talk about it next week. Don't!
Ghostbusters. Oh, I know where this is going. Meg's favorite people in the world.
Favorite people in the world. And I keep saying I'm not going to do it. But they have really good stories, okay?
Yeah.
I actually, some of the sources I found for this story is incredible, and I just found a bajillion more haunted, like very, very in-depth haunted stories.
I love it.
So I'm thinking about reworking the entire spooky season to just be ghost stories.
Which I love. I love our ghosty stories. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
It's terrifying me.
Things like this are my favorite, I think. This and the alien ones.
Yeah. I like alien ones, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. We don't get a lot.
There's not a lot of well-documented. I mean, there's little things here and there. Oh, I got to show you a video of someone I follow who lives down in rural Utah,
mm-hmm.
and was taking a video of the moon. And they got a video of something that just looked like an airplane.
Yeah.
Coming in. You think it's an airplane. And then all of a sudden it stops and it goes back in the opposite direction.
Interesting.
It moves like nothing should move.
Did you hear about down in like Georgia or somewhere in that area, like down south? I don't think it was Florida, but it was Florida. About how there was a couple towns, this was like recent in the last month, where everyone's TV turned to something that was like, obviously could have been someone fucking with the TVs, but it was like,
no.
Supposed alien contact. It's been all over. I've seen it all over the TikTok.
So my beautiful father is a bit of a skeptic, and he raised me.
Yeah.
So the whole time he was here, I would just bust out different facts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry. If a war starts, the Galactic Federation is already on board and they're going to stop
Good.
It. He turned and walked away from me.
I just hope they really are. Help us.
Help us, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
Save us from ourselves.
Exactly.
What happens to all of us who don't want any of this?
Maybe there's a planet just for us.
Mm.
For all of us. I would say normies, but I think we're the non-normies.
No, we are the non-normies.
Take us with you.
Take us with you. Just... Or can we go to, what's the Inside Earth? Remember, there's an Inside Earth, supposedly.
Middle Earth.
No, not that. Is it Middle Earth? Wait, what's
that's
one?
What you kept calling it.
Yeah, but
it.
What is... That's why I deliberately didn't say it, because I knew I'd get in trouble.
Inner Earth or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not Asgard. That's
I think it's
the
Inner
movie.
Earth. I think it is Inner Earth, and but I call it Middle
it's
Earth.
It's got
yeah.
a name that starts with an A. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, but we talked about it in our Antarctica episode.
Yeah, we'll just go in there.
We'll go there.
And not Andrew Bird. That's a
There has
singer.
To be our own...
He found it. Admiral Bird?
Yeah. Yes, it. Admiral Bird. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then there has to be... You know, there's islands for all the other races. Like, why can't there be a human island where we go with that we just...
For the believers.
And we just want to exist and, you know, not...
Farm?
Yeah.
I want to have a garden.
I'll let you do that. And I'll do something. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll find something.
I'll find this. Something. Shut us up.
All right, all right, you guys. Well...
Well, join us next week from the Redneck... As we go into part two of the Smurl family.
Are we still
going to
be on the Redneck for part two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. We're going to do it right now.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought we were going to be done. Okay.
No.
All
let's
right.
Just
gotcha.
It up.
Gotcha. All right. Make sure you get yourself some lunatic soup.
And remember, in this crazy world,
it's good to be a lunatic.
Bye.